Hi, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is day 20 of the dog days of podcasting. 20 days in, that's kind of a big deal. So, back to work. Monday is a grind day. Had to get up early for a couple of meetings, you know, and just get back into it. Getting back to certain trainings and things like that. And I actually had, something that was kind of cool. I had something that was confusing about one of the new clients, one of their methodologies, and so I had to be walked through it. And once I saw how it was done, I was like, oh, that's easy. So I made a one sheet how-to guide so that I could save it in my own folder just because I might not do this again for 6 months and I don't want to have to remember or ask someone or try to find my notes for this month. So if I just save it as a PDF, I can go back and find it. And I sent it to the supervisor, and she was very thrilled. And hopefully it'll help with anyone else that has that problem, because apparently everybody had the problem that I had. So it also makes me feel a little bit better when I am not special. I have the same problem everyone has. it was pretty good. And got to go swimming today, which was kind of fun, although it was weird. It was oddly cold. Like, the water was cold, but I was warm when I went into the change rooms, and then after I took the shower to get to the pool, I was suddenly cold, so that was strange. And we went to eat at this gourmet pizza place that we've got around here. I think it's just called Pie, but the website is eatmypie.ca, so we just call it Eat My Pie. And I had... And it's, like, really a total, like, flatbread-style pizza, you know? It's not pizza. It's not even, like, Italian-style. I mean, it's probably closer to Italian-style than it is North American-style. But, I got smoked duck and goat cheese on top of the standard pizza. And, oh, my God, it was so good. So good. Every Monday, I have this tradition with my mom. We have a date. It started out where we were watching Grace and Frankie together, and now we are watching Schitt's Creek. If you want to know all about that, you can go to Modern Creative Life and just put in the search Grace and Frankie, and there's a whole blog post I wrote about that. But my mom and I try to get together once a week-ish, you know. Book club often gets in the way of that, and in the summer, you know, either she's sailing or I'm doing something. But tonight she got home from sailing in time. And we're like, yeah, let's just chat. And so we just FaceTimed and chatted. And it was a lot of fun. And I just wanted to mention it because it's something that we do that, I mean, it doesn't take that much, but just a regular scheduled appointment helps us feel just a little bit more connected. And I'm grateful that I have that time with her, especially since I live so far away. But tonight I'm going to be talking about Thor Ragnarok. Now, the first Thor movie, it was okay. It wasn't great. I wasn't like, throw me over the moon kind of a thing. It was just, it was a comic book movie. It had some good moments and a couple of cool things. And I really think that Chris Hemsworth... he plays Thor really well, but the Thor movies are just boring. I still have not seen Thor Dark World, and I have no interest in it. Everything I hear about it, I don't care. I really don't care. And I know that's sad, but yeah, that it is what it is. And then Thor Ragnarok came out, and I was like, ooh, I want to see that. And so we finally got to see it, and unfortunately we missed it in theaters. Due to life circumstances, but we finally got to see it in our home theater, and wow, that was a lot of fun, and I love that they just went with a fresh take with it, and you could definitely see Taika Waititi's hands all over that movie, which is awesome, because I love him. I love his style. I think last year I went on and on about What We Do in the Shadows. I really appreciate his humor, and I think that he brought a right amount of levity to the Thor movie, and honestly, I really think that he got Thor and Loki better than anyone else has. I mean, they really felt like Thor and Loki there, and it was a really great bridge that gets you ready for Infinity War, and explains what happened with Hulk, you know, what's happening with Bruce Banner, what's happening with characters we haven't seen in, like, you know, Avengers 2.5, you know, Civil War. yeah, Captain America Civil War is really just an Avengers movie. So I had so much fun, and the soundtrack was awesome, and it's really enjoyable. And honestly, like, with all the CGI going on, it did not look bad or cheap, and yeah, I'm digging it. I liked it. So we're going to pair that with the flatbread pizza that we had tonight, just cause that's what we had tonight. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.